Hi, I'm Chris Bedford, Dorothy Wagner Wallace Director of the Baltimore Museum of Art, and welcome to Art Matters, a monthly feature where we provide insights into the work of some of today's most creative artists from Baltimore and beyond. Joining me today is Maren Hassinger, a New York-based artist best known for her sculpture made from natural and industrial materials. Welcome, Maren. Thank you very much for being here with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I know a little about your work. I'm a great appreciator. And you also use newspapers, you use plastic bags, you use wire. Broadly, they're everyday materials that you purpose as art materials.
Yeah.
So the importance of the everyday for you, transforming the everyday into something aesthetic or magical, that's important. Or that feels to you more alchemical than, say, going to an art supply store and buying, you know, a tube of oil paint.
Yeah. All of it is about movement. The wire rope had to be let go so I could move on to other things that were more expressive. Then I started being an older artist, and I started realizing that it wasn't just about the visual stuff. It was about stuff that was happening around me and inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so using the New York Times, which is the paper of record, means that I am using a material that has all of us represented in it. At first, I had ideas about the vanishing nature being the most important thing that was happening during my lifetime. But then I had the idea that it wasn't just about the vanishing of nature. It was how we as people are reacting to it. I believe people who controlled the resources of the world are now running out and are therefore feeling a loss of control and a loss of income. And I think that's affecting all of us. One of the things that I think is really, really important is the idea that we are, in our life on this earth, very similar. We're more similar than different. And that in order for us all to survive in a way that's good and wholesome is that we have to understand equality, and we have to understand how to be together and work together and love one another.
I love that idea. I love the idea that the materials you're using very deliberately contain everyone. So then if you're using that material to make art, it's about you, but it's about the collective.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is extremely appealing. So it's very evident to me listening to you that your practice is, and your experiences and your reach and reputation are all national and international. But I did want to take the opportunity to point to your over two decades of service as the director of the Reinhardt School of Sculpture at the Maryland Institute College of Art.
Right.
Could you just characterize those decades and maybe some of the changes you saw in the work of students over that period of time?
Yeah. I have seen so many changes in myself that it's hard for me to know if my students have changed. But I do want to say that our conversations have gotten so profound and often so poetic that they're moving experiences. The main thing a teacher can do is listen to their students. I would make room so that every student could talk to me for an hour every second or third week. Just talk about anything, everything, their work, anything. I learned so much about them, so much about art, and so much about myself. But of course, it was graduate school, so they knew a lot of technical things, and they knew a lot about history, and they have the ambition to be artists.
Thank you so much, Maren, for spending your time with us. It was a great pleasure.
I enjoyed myself.
You can see Maren Hassinger's work on view at the BMA through November 25th. Thank you for listening today. Art Matters is produced for WYPR by the Baltimore Museum of Art. And for the Baltimore Museum of Art, I'm Chris Bedford.